Welcome to the Shutdown Foldcast.
Nope.
You can howl if you want to, though. That's fine. This is the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall, joined in this, yes, slightly echoey room by Holly Anderson.
19-foot ceilings are good. 19-foot ceilings and podcasting are... I'm sorry, I just about apologized for audio quality of a 40 for 40 episode. Let's move along.
The spoiler there and the alert. This is a 40 for 40 episode. We are discussed every single bowl with our co-host, Ryan Nanny, live from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi, Ryan. I'm not happy about our bowl game.
Nobody in Nashville has a country accent.
Nope. And Jason Kirk, live from beautiful Kennesaw, Georgia. How are we doing, Jason?
Hello. The ceiling here is the porch ceiling is far below 19. However, I'm outside, so the ceiling is infinite.
God ceiling.
Well, we have 40 bowls to go over. We are going to attempt to get through approximately 15 of them today.
I promise 15. The people.
I like that the number of bowls is always just generally enough 40, like as it fluctuates. Call it 40. No one actually cares to count them.
The series originally began at in yon EDSPS days as 35 for 35. And we thought that was pretty ridiculous. And here we are in 2021, the year of the hastily assembled Frisco Classic, which is its name. Hastily assembled Frisco Classic.
The Frisco Classic did not exist before, like,
the assembled,
right?
Frisco Classic. It's part of the name.
Yeah.
But that's not the bowl we're talking about.
No. We're going to, Jason, you're going to give us, I believe, around 6 minutes to discuss these. We can advance if we feel like we are done before 6 minutes.
Stop telling Jason's rules.
Those are Jason's
rules. So, according to the number of bowls that we will be attempting to get through, attempting to preview scrupulously in only 3 episodes, and based on our average episode time, 6 minutes is sort of the maximum that we'll be spending on any given bowl. You may begin when ready with the Bahamas Bowl, Middle Tennessee versus Toledo. Who has brought the depth charts and the stats formulas and the X's and O's breakdowns for this?
I have some things on my heart.
Go.
About this. And this is the part of the 40 for 40 that is our most cherished tradition, where we look up things about these bowls on the air. Does the Bahamas Bowl not have a sponsor this year?
That is correct. It does not have a sponsor this year.
I think
for a few years now, like, it had Popeyes, and that's just like it's sponsored.
And then it had the city in Illinois.
It was a random town in Illinois that was like the makers.gov.
Maker's daughter.
Makers, but not Makers, but not the bourbon.
Deer Forest, Illinois, or what have you.
Yeah.
It was like Elk Hearth, Illinois.
Stags Hump, Illinois.
If you're in Illinois, tell us what this bowl was. We're not looking it up.
Don't do that, actually.
But I actually think this is the only funnier thing than having it sponsored by Popeyes would be the Bahamas Bowl realizing it's the Bahamas. Just get down here.
I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's the idea.
They do. I love their website because it says bowl games are better in the Bahamas, which I think is inarguable.
You're also telling this to people from Murfreesboro, Tennessee and Toledo, Ohio. I've been to both of these places at this time of year. You could not have bestowed your bowl invitations upon more grateful subjects than these people.
Yeah. The quote from Middle Tennessee's coach was, "We're not used to 80 degrees this time of year." Because as we record this, they're already down there.
Why are you yelling?
Because I can.
Because he's excited. He's excited about the Bahamas Bowl.
Because it's the Bahamas Bowl.
This is the second appearance for both teams.
Considering
that the Bahamas Bowl in their short history has already invited both Toledo and Middle Tennessee twice.
Do you think that the what is this? Is this a Mac CUSA or Mac Sunbelt?
There's a small circle of bowls that sort of rotate and trade, and the same teams are always, no matter how many times the conferences switch amongst themselves, the same teams are always in the running. This is one of the most notorious ones where, like, if you do projections for the middle of the year, you're like, fuck, everyone has been here very recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a Matt Cusa matchup.
But the lure of the islands has drawn both these teams back.
Do you think as the year gets towards the end, teams look at it and they're like, if we win, we might bump ourselves out of the Bahamas Bowl and into something quote mark better? And do you think like Toledo and MTSU were like, let's drop a game or two just to make sure we can get this nice vacation?
This could explain a lot about Toledo football, which over the past like 10-20 years has been the best program in the MAC and never wins the MAC.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually really glad that you brought this up, because this brings up one of our favorite hobby horses during 44-40 time is discussing how the best teams of the worst conferences get such a shit deal compared to the worst teams for the best conferences. And this is a game that we're not going to be discussing for several minutes, but can I point you straight ahead to the fact that BYU has to go to the Independence Bowl when they should be in the Rose? BYU, like, remember how we talked a couple weeks ago about how we should be able to declare BYU the winners of the Pac-12? They have to go to Shreveport,
the Pasadena of the South.
Yeah.
The Pasadena of that part of the Mississippi River.
Anyway, we'll get to this bowl in approximately 36 minutes.
Sure.
But just that, when we talk about the precipice that teams find themselves on when the Bahamas Bowl holds itself in the balance, if you fall off the cliff, you're not just going to Boca, you're going way further down.
It is my belief, by the way, that this bowl game is used as a money laundering scheme. And
this one, watch out for this one, kids.
The rest of them are respectable businesses.
Watch out for this one.
Franchises, civic enterprises to encourage boosterism and tourism in some of our finest and most notably scenic communities like Shreveport. This one, though, I'm convinced they continue inviting the same teams because they're reliable, they're good couriers, and they bring cash back with them and get a decent cut on it.
Hmm. This is Bahamas Bowl, by the way, is now billing itself as the longest running international bowl game. RIP the Bacardi Bowl and a couple of weird games in Japan.
Toronto.
Yeah, and it was the Canadian one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then World War II, when there was suddenly college football was happening like every time.
I feel like we see
Earth.
This every couple of years. How have we not gotten a bowl game in Dubai?
It's a matter of time. It is.
How is this not like A&M's permanent postseason home?
Yeah. And the other thing is just wait until Vince McMahon puts one in Saudi Arabia.
The Jenna Bowl.
At an indoor ski resort for some reason.
That's fine. And you know who'll have to go there after beating five teams in the Pac-12? BYU. Mm. That's who'll have to go there. They'll have to show up to Saudi Arabia.
They like to travel. It's fine.
BYU, like, Saudi Arabia. Ooh.
This is going to be very American.
Much to ponder. 3, 2, 1.
Was that 6 minutes? Goodness.
The Tail Grader Cure Bowl, Northern Illinois versus Coastal Carolina. A battle between a team that kind of sucks but wins every week, NIU, and a team that we think is really great, but they don't win quite as much as they did last year around. That'd be Coastal Carolina. NIU is amazing. Like, on paper, they're just terrible, but no one can beat them.
And so we talked earlier, obviously we've talked a lot about Nebraska's point differential, specifically in conference. NIU is 9-4 this year. Their point differential for the whole season is -15.
They're amazing.
It's true.
Are they the most Auburn team not named Auburn?
They're the most not like Nebraska team.
Yeah. Yeah.
are they the Dorian Gray for Nebraska? Like, if NIU ceases to exist, does Nebraska age into a successful football team?
Nebraska's just looking like shit in the attic, and NIU is out here thriving.
When NIU beat Nebraska, because that happened.
That is the thing that happened.
They stole Nebraska's soul, and like, there's the documentation right there.
See?
Spencer, who's the sponsor for this game? Holly?
Tail greeter. Who?
Discuss. Kind
of, that's what dogs do. Like, that's
kind of sounds like Airbnb.
That's how dogs say hello.
Yeah, I think the way it works is, in theory, you say, like, I have a tailgate and I would like to sell spots to it.
Is that a thing we can do?
It appears to be.
So but if you want,
go ahead.
Yeah, if you wanted to, like, you go to Tailgreeter and you enter your team.
Oh, that's
city.
Not what I thought would be about at all.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of disappointed people.
And not just because there's a ton of Ohio State fans.
What is the shittiest NFL team right now? The absolute crappiest.
That's a competition.
Jaguars?
Is it the Jags? Okay.
I mean, it has to be. Right.
the loser of Texans, Jags.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jacksonville.
Lions fans fucking pumping their feet. They didn't see us.
Well, Spencer, while you are searching for Jacksonville tailgates, I'm going to explain my annual pink washing screed and how it kind of sort of applies less here than in other places. We have a long standing policy of not abiding the pink ribbon bullshit and the money that goes to, you know, administrate the Komen Fund and not actually give money to science. BCRF, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, is one of the very few, very good standouts in this field. And that is what the Cure Bowl is partnered with, odds against odds. The BCRF, as head of the Division of Cancer Research, is actually based, Dr. Annette Khaled is actually based at UCF. There, UCF, I've said a nice thing about you. And she and her lab have personally received over $1 million of the funds raised from the first three Cure Bowls. So in terms of the, like, this is maybe the one bowl that we cannot knock the philanthropic angle of.
Unlike the cheating Bahamas Bowl. Unlike yeah.
Every That's other, it. Listen,
the Bahamas.
Can you imagine, like, think about the pit, like, think about everything that we know about, like, breast cancer awareness campaigns in sports, and the pit that fell out of our stomachs when we said, oh, there's a bowl game around it. And then they went out and partnered with, like, the one good major organization out there. And now I'm like, you're trying to trick me, right?
Here's the trick. So the tailgating option, one of the premium tailgating options at this game, includes a 4-hour open bar and seafood paella. And I feel like these are two of the worst cards you can deal people on a Friday afternoon in Orlando.
I don't really
in
think,
the winter.
I don't really think there should be a 4-hour window at a lukewarm tailgate for seafood paella.
4-hour seafood.
That's for like people from Illinois.
Yeah. This is delicious.
Oh man. It's going to be made out of just, is this still at the, is this like, still played rickety aluminum stadium? Is this made from, I'm imagining a paella pan made from disassembled Bright House Stadium parts.
Yeah. From an old like DirecTV satellite dish.
That's going to turn your tummy into the bounce house.
Nobody from Coastal is eating fucking Orlando paella, are they?
No, they're turning their noses up at that.
So, oh, no. They know better.
You were joking about the Jacksonville Texans tailgate.
No, we weren't.
Thereof, Jason. For $60 per person, you can attend a, quote, monster 100-person-plus size tailgate on December 19th in beautiful Jacksonville.
Yep.
A game day tailgate experience, a.k.a. GTE, which is hosted by former Jaguars kicker Mike Hollis. Yes, that Mike Hollis.
Okay.
Professional
of the Jacksonville Hollis.
It gets better. Professional wrestler Brandi Rhodes. Houston superfans Debbie the Texan. And someone named Steve Ultimate Texan.
What?
Wow.
Please tell me that's his legal name. Please tell me that's his legal name.
We will verify.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus at the Jaguars tailgate last night.
I thought you were going to say, I saw mommy kissing Steve the Ultimate Texan. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Respect, mom. Yeah. You have needs.
I did for her. Now she is. She's taking his last name, I think.
Oh, we're going to hyphenate. Imagine the kerning. Man, how mad are you if you're Steve, the Ultimate Texans kids youth soccer coach, and you have to figure out how to get the Kinkos to print, like, Brittany and Michaela, the Ultimate Texan, on the back of these little jerseys?
Wait,
tut.
It is now time to begin the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl preview. Western Kentucky versus
Seamless transition.
Jason, thank you for your discipline and leadership in this time.
Roofclaim is this is what Roofclaim says themselves on their goddamn Instagram page. Roofclaim is an official sponsor of two football entities, LSU Athletics and the Jacksonville Jaguars. What the fuck kind of combo is that?
That's fan bases with a lot of destroyed roofs.
Yeah, that's fair.
For one reason or another.
That's a fair. Yeah. Sometimes it's God and sometimes it's Doug. Who's to say who destroyed this roof?
Doug, the roof destroying idiot of East Florida.
God, I just got distracted because I'm like, do we not put producer Doug through enough without having to append him to this? But no, it's too late. That's a very Doug thing to do.
I hate two things, the Colts and roofs.
Man, I, for some reason, am inextricably and forever subscribed to the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowls newsletter. And I got to tell you that it's clip art that appears in this newsletter is peerless.
What's the cadence of that? Like, is that coming out in April? Just be like, hey, just a weekly check-in from the Roofclaim Boca Raton.
Do you know who does that? Is the fucking Liberty Bowl. But hang on one second. Let me find out. Dude, let me just search my email for roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl.
Every fucking bowl has their own newsletter just to make themselves feel like they deserve to have year-round jobs.
Hey guys, Liberty Bowl here. Getting really into NFTs. Wife's not too happy. I think it's going to pay off.
They do shit like, you know, here's who all the media is projecting for our game, you know, and it's like, it's the same cluster of teams every single week. And the best ones are the ones that don't even do that. They just say, like, remember, our game is in 13 weeks. All of them are in 13 weeks.
Let's see. Oh, dear God. You know what? They're not exactly playing hard to get. But they're being fairly sedate. I have only received 3 emails from the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl this month, December of 2020. And before that, not since November 17th. They really only stand out because, again, I'm going to hold it up to the camera, clip art.
Excellent clip art.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, 2 quality teams.
Oh, wait. I was just, y'all. Clip art. Is that a pyramid? Look over the logo.
Yeah, it is.
That is.
Is this?
Yes.
Is this some kind of Illuminati?
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagery. Okay. You all see that too, right?
Pyramids are all roof. If you think about it.
That's
holy
true.
Shit.
The only building roof. That's all roof.
The ultimate roof claim. Tutankhamun.
Please also look at the. This is a very come lately trophy, but please also look at the. Super Bowl replica trophy that serves as the Boca Bowl.
Yeah,
they're gonna sue over that.
Like it's a
fuck
giant.
Em. Come get us.
This is a giant silver football on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 layer pedestal.
So you can inscribe the all 70 years eventually of Roof Claim Boca Raton Bowl winners.
This has to be part of the deal. Like, think about how good this will look on the administrative desk in the office, and nobody has to know that you just got it in Boca.
So there is a very important football reason to watch this game. This is a name I don't think we've said all year, which is amazing. Bailey Zappe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quarterback for Western Kentucky is 4 touchdowns away from tying Joe Burrow's single season record of 60 passing touchdowns. And in his last 6 games, he's had at least 4. The flip side is App State has only given up 12 passing touchdowns all year. So this is the thing you are tuning in to see if Bailey Zappe becomes the all-time single season passing touchdown record.
You are also tuning in to see if he throws those touchdowns to Jarrett Stearns, the wide receiver, who is the nation's leader in total yards per game at wide receiver, and who is a blessed 5'9", 200 pounds, if you want to know what kind of
the Rennie Curran model.
Yes, we're working with a little tank of wide receiver who is a nasty route runner.
There's a tiki bar operating at this game is the other thing that I wanted to make sure everybody knew about on the second level deck. There's still time, if you're listening to the podcast early, for all of us to meet there.
I thought you were going to say there's a tiki barber.
That's where I thought that was going.
There's a tiki barber.
He might be there. I think this is definitely on the
as far as
like the bottom of the card goes, this is probably the best game. Every WKU game goes over. The point total just soars over for like 2 months now. The scoreboard just explodes. Usually in their favor, but App State's good.
Very suspicious that Roof Claim is sponsoring teams and games that aren't played in dome stadiums. Don't trust it.
Oh, I think that means the stadium has yet to claim the roof.
Okay. That's the point of you can claim that there is a roof, but
yes,
I have yet to see evidence.
When I watch this game, you know what I feel? I feel a little bit of roofdoubt.com.
I suppose that the most Florida thing to do would be to make an insurance claim for roof damage in a building that didn't have one.
So. Yeah, there used to be though.
The Boca Stadium is also the only stadium I have ever seen specifically ban both glitter and frisbees.
Yeah, there was an incident.
Up next, the Cricket Celebration Bowl, pairing Deion Sanders' Jackson State, who are really fucking good, against South Carolina State, who are, it is great that they get to be here in the Celebration Bowl at 6-5.
I would like to place a particular filter over this bowl game if the rest of you would play along.
Okay.
I do not know which cricket or cricket celebration company this is. I would just like to assume that this is in celebration of crickets, the insect, and I would like to speak on their worth at this time.
Before you do, I was assuming it was the sport of cricket, but you please go ahead.
Oh, that's even better. Okay, so I assume way far in the back of my head that this is the shitty cell phone company.
I would rather talk about
the sport of kings or the nutritious insect.
That's not the first word I think of with crickets. You're right.
They're high in protein.
They're high in protein.
How are you not the one who brought this up first?
Bro, I got to get on that cricket swole. Can you imagine
what other, scroll through this list. What other bowl game sponsor can be milled down into a nutritious flour?
Roofs.
Jimmy Kimmel is the first one that comes
Jimmy Kimmel's
to mind.
The first answer. That's true. Yeah.
Cheez-Its. Very nutritious. Okay.
I'm on that Cheez-Its.
Hang on. I'm gonna.
Blend.
You guys talk
so
for a second.
Right,
you guys talk for a second, and I'm gonna power rank the list of bowl sponsors you can make into a nutritious paste.
So the Celebration Bowl has one of the best events in terms of pre-bowl game events, and I will explain why after I list it. This event is listed as a roast and toast salute to MEAC Commissioner Dr. Dennis E. Thomas. First of all, the idea that a conference commissioner gets roasted at a bowl game event is amazing.
And we do this everywhere?
Yeah.
We should. Here's what makes it even more amazing. So Jason sort of alluded to how not impressive, at least records-wise, the MEAC representative in this game is. That is because, in part, the MEAC is down to 6 football members right now. 3 left this season. 2 of them went to the SWAC, which is up to 12 football schools. So at this bowl game, we're going to roast the commissioner who just lost like a third of his conference, two of which went to the other conference.
So this is what we're going to do at the Sugar Bowl.
Yes. 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 Like imagine if you were like the roast and toast of Bob Bowlsby.
When Bob Bowlsby walks in and everyone pantses him.
Can we put Larry Scott on a 1-day contract just to bring him back? Or can we just roast Larry Scott? Can both the Pac-12 and the Big Ten just roast Larry Scott in absentia at the Rose Bowl?
To be fair, a lot of ESPN programming over the last 5 years has been roasting Larry Scott.
I love the holiday seasonality of this. It's like the Christmas fool, Larry Scott.
I would just get up for Bob Bowlsby. I would just get up there and be like, hey, Bob, my set's almost over. I'm about to leave. You're not supposed to know that, but you wouldn't know even if it was apparent. I wouldn't tell you. I'm going to leave the party.
Listen, Bob, I think you look perfect, buddy. A perfect 10. Well, not quite 10.
Yeah.
I think we should put Bob in a – we should make him do – put him in an arithmetic competition versus one of those horses that can do math.
By stomping?
Or
all answers must be delivered via stomping.
Or alternatively, we put him in one of those catch the dollar bill inflatable cages with the money inside
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And however many dollar bills he can cram inside his button down in 20 seconds, that's his salary for the next year.
Put Bob at a table with 8 people but 12 chairs.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Okay, I have compiled my power rankings of
protein power rankings.
Most nutritious paste. And top of the list is the cricket bowl. But again, I think the rest of them will surprise you. In second place, I'm going to have the sugar bowl because high in calories. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being informed by the commission that you have to use the sponsors themselves, not the name of the bowls. So, in second place, I'm going to say Outback because I'm assuming in some part of the Australian Outback, you would find some kind of minerals in the soil there. Tony the Tiger would probably prove high in protein, at least after dried into some sort of jerky. Chick-fil-A.
Minimal nutritional diet.
There are fruit cups.
Duke's mayonnaise already comes in a paste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm counting from the bottom up. I should have mentioned it at the very start of this. But Cheez-Its, I am going to put in second place beneath the cricket bowl.
Can we count the AutoZone chicken sandwich, the official chicken sandwich?
Shout out, Treblaw. We left out the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, but it already comes. This is the legacy champ, the Idaho Potato Bowl. Yeah. Sorry, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You are a building, clearly, and not a tropical smoothie, and therefore disqualified.
Fucked up.
Is that 6 minutes?
Very close. As always, the Celebration Bowl, very fun. I think it's on the first day of games, the first Saturday of bowl games.
This one's going to be lopsided. So watch the first half.
On paper, very lopsided, but it's an extremely cool event that means a lot to a lot of people around the country. Jackson State will be favored by a lot. Jackson State FAMU was probably the actual HBCU championship this year. I believe Jackson State won that one. But still.
But we hope that with this discussion of institutional pettiness and their willingness to host a commissioner roast, we have told you that there are more reasons besides just watching some competitive football to follow along with this league.
Next is the PUBG Mobile New Mexico Bowl.
Stop. I want each of you to go to newmexicobowl.com and who pops up on your screen when you do this. Listener, you can do this too if you are not driving.
Oh, no, I did this already. Yeah.
NewMexicoBowl.com?
NewMexicoBowl.com.
Hang on, I'm on my phone. Bowl.com.
I hope it works for you, too, on your phone.
NewMexicoBowl.com.
Look who pops up.
Is this behind Get Your Tickets Now?
He's coming. Yeah, play it.
Is he coming?
Let's play.
Is he coming? Oh, God! I did not expect that!
Hello! It's Bob Odenkirk!
You see right now.
It's TV's Bob Odenkirk. What the hell? It says award-winning actor below his name, and that certainly is true.
Let me give you the largest portions of New Mexico's economy by percentage, okay? 60% federal government, okay? A lot of nukes out there, a lot of crazy shit that the government pays for, 60%. Mm-hmm. Other 30% standard consumer spread of, you know, like basics, supply chain, and some tech companies. Then 10%. Is Bob Odenkirk. 10% is Bob Odenkirk related enterprises, okay? Because between Breaking Bad and
Better Call Saul.
And there's a movie.
And a movie, which I'm sure involved some shooting in New Mexico because all things involving Bob Odenkirk have to take place, at least in part, in New Mexico. The man walks it and he talks it. He is all about the state of New Mexico.
What?
The best part about that is that he is from Illinois and went to Southern Illinois. And he's just like, fuck that, New Mexico all goddamn all right. day.
Have you been to Southern Illinois? No offense to the Southeast.
No, and I will not go.
I don't unfairly slam Bob. I have seen him at Southern Illinois basketball games, and he always wears Salukis shit. Yes, so like,
you have seen him at Southern Illinois basketball games?
Spencer's a huge Southern Illinois basketball fan. You know this. Yeah,
Spencer Saluki Hall.
Can't spell Spencer Hall without Saluki. Also, we look alike, me and the Saluki. Old
I was going to say, you and Bob Odenkirk? No, you don't.
Yeah. I like Bob Odenkirk survived a fucking heart attack, and the first thing he did afterwards was, I got to rep the New Mexico Bowl.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I got to do.
Has he also had a recent heart attack?
Like a month or two ago, yeah.
He also
I'm not up on my Bob blog.
He had that movie that I haven't seen yet, but it seemed pretty good. It's like legit, straightforward action star.
Where he's a normie looking assassin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody.
In that promo too, he's like, I'll be there. I'll be at the New Mexico Bowl.
Yeah.
So sure.
For those of you who have not been with us during the long, long tenure of 35 for 35 into 40 for 40, let me drop a few key New Mexico Bowl facts on you. The most storied event in New Mexico Bowl history was the year it snowed in the New Mexico Bowl shortly before the game, and the field had to be painted green to pop on television and was then dried by helicopter by just bringing in a helicopter to hover over the turf.
It's been a magical experience for everyone year to year, including the most unique trophy in all of Boulder.
I love this trophy,
which is the pot.
There's two trophies. One is for the game winning team and one is for the MVP. One of the trophies is a pot. It's a piece of pottery. It's an urn, a vase type structure. And the other one is a leather shield. And both of them are made by local artisans, which is very cool. I've gotten to heft a couple of these before. They're like more old-fashioned weapons of war for trophies, please. While we're, you know, if the Northrop Grumman people aren't going to give us drones, this is the least we can do. Why are you looking up things about the sponsor? I don't know. What want to know what PUBG Mobile is?
Isn't it just a like?
It was supposed to be Fortnite, and then Fortnite happened.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the thing Fortnite said, oh, we'll do this, but make it fun and cute.
Is that why the only phrase I saw while Spencer was scrolling through the page was the free fall from an airplane?
Yeah.
That's very New Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the NSYNC to the Backstreet Boys or Backstreet Boys.
The 98 degrees.
Yeah. Okay. That's better. Yeah. Because PUBG just walks on the beach in their videos. They don't do any dancing.
Mm hmm. Go Bearcats, though.
Go, Nicholas Shay! I like the implication, by the way, that 98 Degrees was simply too buff to like really move a lot in their videos. They're like, yeah, bro, we've been lifting hard, lifting heavy. We're not going to dance. Cardio's low right now, I got to be honest.
Did they ever explain the lore behind the name 98 Degrees? Because like, if that means body heat, it's like you guys run slightly cold.
Yeah, that's right. We do run slightly cold without you, girl.
Yeah, we run slightly cold because we need hugs.
And 0.6, and that means I need you a 10. Don't ask how the math works, but it gets me up to temp.
UTEP has only been to two bowl games before this in the last 15 years. Both of them had been the New Mexico Bowl, and both of them have been losses. So,
and this one, the spread is almost two touchdowns, and I don't understand why it's not more than two touchdowns. But
is Jake Haner playing in this game?
As I understand, he is back in bowl practicing.
He is back. Okay.
Jake Haner is returning to Fresno as of today? What day is it?
As of yesterday, I believe.
Oh, okay.
He made a brief flirtation with the transfer portal. Then they hired Jeff Tedford, and then he decided, what?
We're going to do 5 minutes.
Well, there's.
We're going to do 5 minutes for the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl, UAB versus BYU. Five, go.
Well, we've already devoted some little time to explaining how UAB, though we love them, barely squeaked into bowl eligibility. And now they have to play a BYU team that should be, again, in the fucking Rose Bowl.
Yeah, BYU should be in the Rose Bowl based on who they've beaten. Based on the rankings, they're so very close to being the Fiesta Bowl. And here they are in the single bowl that has endured the most jokes of all bowls all time.
This is also the bowl
and
website.
Has earned those jokes. Am I the only one that's been to one of these?
Yes.
I hope so. This is also
that remains true forever.
This is the bowl website that is least interested in telling you who the teams are. Like, you go to the website, the teams are not listed. You scroll through, there are pictures of other teams that are not playing. You go through like the subsect. You have to like work to figure out via the Independence Bowl who is playing in the Independence
Bowl.
Hang on.
And yeah. It's not independencebowl.com. It is Radiance Technologies independencebowl.com.
Dear God.
Wait, who owns independencebowl.com? It's better.
No, I'm saying the website. Look at the URL.
Can it be us?
It's the entire monologue.
Kevin Costner probably owns it still.
And Radiance Technologies being
IndependenceBowl.com redirects to a domain name sale group. So the Independence Bowl is too cheap to buy its own fucking domain name.
But are we too cheap to buy it for them?
Well, this
buy it and redirect it to a different bowl game every year.
Yeah, but this domain group is also offering me brands such as intestine.com, eelskin.com, kingtut.com.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Man, these are tempting.
Intestine.com isn't already off the market?
Apparently not. Apparently these guys have it. KansasProperties.com.
So I got to let you know, Radiance Technology specializes in what they call intelligence analysis to help the warfighting community. Would you like to know where they are headquartered? If I give you that description and I tell you that they are an intelligence corporation that helps the warfighting community, where are they based?
Bossier City.
Sarasota.
I know I don't want to spoil it.
They are in coastal Mississippi, not far from Gulfport at the John C. Stennis Spaceport.
I was close.
So according to their Twitter account,
Spymaster Paula Deen.
According to their Twitter account, they are also and or based in Huntsville.
Well, that's because space. That's because space, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. This means if I'm calling them, it's like, yeah, so we know where the crawfish at. We know where they're at. We can help you find them. And I'm like, I pay for that, honestly. Radiance Technologies, I'll write you a check so I know where the best crawfish are.
Radiance Technologies, you hire them, and some dude in overalls comes over with a flashlight and says, there they are.
Their competitors are a dude named Claude in an airboat, right? No, I'll tell you where they are.
No, my flashlight, Brown and Claude's. It got more radiance to it.
just by the way, shouts out to BYU for having an awesome year where they beat Arizona, Utah, Arizona State, a good Utah State team, Washington State, a good Wazoo team, UVA, who they scored 66 points on, and USC in the Coliseum. I know. Say whatever you want about USC.
Babe, you started with Arizona. Everything after this is remarkable by comparison. Yeah.
Just imagine the Peach Bowl pit BYU.
Yeah. Seriously.
How fucking fun that would be. I mean, yes, it'll be fun to watch Kenny Pickett throw for 8,000 yards against Michigan State. But
just like this.
Should have been pit BYU.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like a good – this is one of those bowl matchups that does not feel like a good matchup for either team.
No. Yeah, it's yeah.
I mean, like, yeah. BYU deserved the chance to take down another top 15 team. Instead, they have this like scrappy team that if they beat them, no one will be impressed. But the line's only a touchdown and it should probably be a little bit smaller. Like, they're going to have a bad time against a team everyone thinks they should be destroying.
And if you're a BYU player, how mad are you going to be if you sustain, after this season, some kind of debilitating injury playing UAB in fucking Shreveport? Love yourself. Ugh.
Ball games aren't real.
With that, let's move ahead to the Lending Tree Bowl. Eastern Michigan versus something that is also not real, which is Liberty University.
Okay, I had a hard time with this one because I was like, this is the first time where, can we also discuss for just a second how maybe it was because of all the cancellations in 2020, but I felt for the first time ever scrolling through this list of bowls and bowl sponsors, I felt lost and disoriented and not knowing where any of these games were. This is the one that I couldn't figure out without looking it up. What game is this? What game is the Lending Tree Bowl? What game did it used to be?
What was it?
It's in Mobile.
This was the GMAC. It's the Mobile Bowl.
Oh, it's the Camellia Bowl. No, it's not the Camellia Bowl.
This is the GMAC.
Oh, it's the other one.
It's the GMAC GoDaddy Dollar General Bowl.
Yeah.
That is sad.
Now named after an online lending marketplace.
Grim.
just gets the... Come on, kids, get fired up.
for the this. Mobile Bowl should be sponsored by like booze. The booze.com Mobile Bowl.
I like that this bowl sounds
it should
like,
be the kickoff to Mardi Gras.
I like that this bowl sounds like it was written by like Shel Silverstein's shitty brother who's like, all right, I got a good book for you kids. It's called The Lending Tree.
It's original
material here.
It's where the tree lets me hold $5.
Yeah, this tree's also a bookie. Give me 50 on the Giants, tree.
Then the tree's got to take your kneecap. Sorry about
the
that.
The tree you owe.
Just imagine an ent coming with the like the billy club for you personally.
Oh, yeah.
Sack of penny, buddy.
You're going to rack up a lot of interest of the ent because it's going to take them forever to come collect.
You're going
to wish
plan.
You had to pay earlier.
Did anybody notice how Hugh Freeze's name didn't come up in any jobs? Like, this was, we've already discussed how many fucking jobs came open this season, and Hugh Freeze's name didn't come up once. Yeah.
And what we did have was everyone saying, like, gosh, there's just no up-and-coming coaches anymore. Ah, man, what a short list it is, huh? Even as the whole offseason, it was, oh, fuck, who's going to hire him? They're all going to fire their coaches to try and hire Hugh, and then just... Yeah.
I will
blissfully evaporate it.
I will bet Hugh Freeze turned down the LSU job. I just want to throw that out there.
Why?
Yeah.
I bet why would he do that?
Why?
Because that's the only reason you would get to Brian Kelly.
Wow.
That is. If you are right about this, I'm going to be so mad at you.
This is exactly the kind of thing that he would be. Right about while having no right
yes,
to
just stabbing wildly into the dark and
yeah
and,
this is oh. No, you're right, this is exactly the kind of thing that he wins on, and this is why he makes us insane.
Like if some LSU admin is like, fuck, who told him, fuck.
Stabbing wildly into the dark as Jerry Falwell Jr. watches.
We're in New Orleans this week, by the way, and can I tell you how many people we've just seen, random friends who were here and there in town, and can I tell you how many people we have heard say some version of Scott Woodward really needs to shut the fuck up? I heard about this coaching search from my mechanic, who ordered it straight from him.
All of them have had.
I don't know why they all have Midwestern accents in this imagination. But
all of them have had the same reaction, which is, yeah, man, we hired Brian Kelly. I'm sure we're gonna do well. I hate this. Like yeah. That's been the universal reaction too. We'll win 10 games, and I will hate it.
Yeah, well, as a Notre Dame fan, I don't really sympathize with them. Not my problem anymore.
Eastern Michigan, by the way, king of the like one score game. Yes. Keep it tidy.
Yes.
Keep it tidy, boys. Be there in the fourth quarter and hope something happens.
Eastern Michigan somehow never goes to the grocery store, but always figures out what to make for lunch. It's amazing.
It's pasta.
Salad with meat on it.
Anything's a sandwich if you got one piece of bread at least.
They have one of my favorite scores of the year, which is against Miami of Ohio. They had a monstrous 13-12 victory.
Hell yeah.
Oh God, this game's going to rock.
This is the team that would put Cheez-It powder in their smoothie. Got to use it up. Still good.
Outgained by 130 yards in that game, won by 1 point.
Hell
beautiful
yes.
Football.
Eastern Michigan is a program that hasn't won a bowl since they beat San Diego State in the 1987 California Bowl. Root for EMU.
Also,
because then Hugh Freeze will have started the season 5-1, almost beating Syracuse on the road, and will finish 2-5 on the back end of the season.
We'll finish a hot 0-4. Getting blasted by every team since UMass.
That's right.
Well, and the first shall be last.
Ask you where that's from. See if he knows.
Let's see here. Up next, we have the... Oh, God. The Jimmy Kimmel.
Wait, before we do that.
What? Okay, do you're taking time from Jimmy Kimmel. But
we're talking
fine.
About the Lending Tree Bowl. Speaking of trees, Jason, can I hear a little bit about acorns?
Right. I'm pausing the Jimmy Kimmel timer. So, folks, if you have a tree that you would like to...
Jimmy Kimmel time.
Yeah, that's Scottish. Leave it right.
Let's just Matt Damon him out of the way.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, it's still going. Folks, acorns.com/fullcast is where you go if your tree needs some lending from yourself. Your future tree is your current self needs to loan your future self some retirement. So what you do is you go to acorns.com/fullcast and you receive $5 that you do not owe yourself. And then whenever you buy crap, it's money goes from that into the thing. And then you owe yourself more money that, but you already have it.
But you forgive the loan. You constantly are forgiving yourself that loan.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus taught you, forgive your own loan, which is kind of a cool hack. And then you retire eventually, thanks to acorns.com/fullcast.
Yeah, Jesus retired early, but we're not saying that way. That's not what we're looking for you out of this.
Yeah, he took on a post-retirement gig, according to the lore.
What is the stupidest vision of yourself as a rich man? Do you look like the Monopoly man in your future visions of yourself with a monocle and a top hat, right? And suit and tails? Do you look like Kenny Powers on a jet ski? Jason, what is your future rich you who's obviously contributed enough money to Acorns to make a difference look like?
I mean, if I'm wearing a fucking tuxedo or whatever the Monopoly man wears, I better be making more money for that, not less.
Baby, I'm going to be, you know, Adam Sandler is the model of rich Acorn
sure,
success.
Yeah.
That you would have all of the money in the world and that you could sell, you know, Fart Trip 8 to Netflix for $30 million with all of your friends and you make it in like 8 hours on a Saturday.
That you could convince Netflix to cast Kevin James as Sean Payton and they would say, yes, we'll pay you money for that.
We're talking about this.
And have a scene where children are vomiting on other children for like 30 seconds straight. Because they ate one of Rob Schneider's tainted nutrition bars. That is the dream. To have that, play basketball whenever you want, and wear the crappiest clothes known to man. That is success.
We call that that's Dave and Buster's rich right there.
That's acorns.com/fullcast. We are halfway through our Jimmy Kimmel preview, so let's do a home field ad now as well.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, thank God.
You know who looks comfortable all of the goddamn time? Adam Sandler. And that's despite him not, to my knowledge, wearing any of the comfortable t-shirts, crew necks, hoodies, joggers, etc. from the good people at homefieldapparel.com. They have tons of college schools, big ones, small ones, ones in between, designs you can't find anywhere else, all of them extremely snugly and comfortable. And when you use offer code FULLCAST, you get 20% off your first order. Can you all, without revealing what the gift is, are you giving home field to anyone in your circle this year?
Yes.
Are you, how is there anything that you can reveal that you're like, I'm getting this for this person and they don't listen to this show?
Like my family listens.
Yeah. My family, yeah. the Tennessee and West Virginia collections dropping in 1 year made shopping a breeze for me.
Yes. Power move.
I got some Georgia Tech stuff for most of my family's Georgia Tech fans. Got like the Golden Tornado shirt for my dad. He's, you know, likes history and stuff. My mom, her dad was an Army grad, so I'm getting the Army Mule shirt.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
And my dad has a Purdue degree that he doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, he does not celebrate NBA, right? Enough. So I got him the one where the hammer man is adjusting his hat about to whack some shit with a hammer. It's not Purdue Pete, because Purdue Pete's crazy, is crazy and scary. This is like cool old school Hammer Man. He looks like he's from a comic book, like a Mega Man
guy.
Mega Man's villain Hammer Man.
Right.
That's who it is.
Right on.
Purdue Pete's never used his hammer, no.
I'm getting my brother some Auburn gear, and in return, he will get me nothing. And that's
the gift of the Magi, Hall family style.
It is.
Wait, we had to cut the part out in the show when you were complaining about not having to go to Starkville with your family for Christmas, but you're gonna put this in the show.
Thanksgiving. Okay. Yes, we'll go ahead and put that in the show because I also know Tyler will never listen to this. So yeah,
his name's Tyler. Interesting.
Yeah. Additionally, by the way, if you want home field drop, the hottest thing I think they've ever dropped, which is Tulane joggers.
Are they still available? Don't make promises that you can't keep.
They are still available. I still see them on like
what every did they other... drop besides the Tulane joggers, Spencer?
Well,
is it a school that matters to us?
Well, we did have Michigan joggers, but they are sold out.
No, they're not. I'm looking at them right now.
Sold out.
Son of a bitch.
Yes. They had IU. Yes. But hopefully they'll get those back in for the new year, because frankly, your need for comfortable sweats exceeds even the bounds of the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. The only size available right now in the Tulane joggers is medium. So if you are a medium and you want to wear the angry wave,
or if you're a big man and you just want to put the print out there,
fuck that. Yeah, ahead. Do it. That's right. Silly putty these fuckers.
And the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl is Utah State.
Ah, that's a shame.
Up next is the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, bringing to you Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. That is their name because they have been better than LSU for quite a while now. And the Marshall Thundering Herd.
There is only one important thing to me about this game structurally, and that is that it is back at its correct time.
Thank God, of
9:15 p.m. There was a stretch here where they were like, let's put this game on at 2. And it was like, oh, that's like going to a casino on a weekday for lunch. Yeah.
That's not the worst time slot this game has been in, because before it was at 2, when it was still at late night, it was originally an 11 a.m. local kickoff, which is a different kind of the same problem.
Yes.
Everyone in the stadium is drunk regardless, but I would venture to guess that the 11 a.m. drunks from the night before are much less docile than the 9 p.m. drunks in the stadium.
I think that is a fair assessment, yeah.
Boy, we got some really rank losses on Marshall. This is not a great Marshall team. They have some bad losses, including a loss to Navy to start the season, which should have been.
Okay, that was funny a couple of weeks ago, but now we're like, what the fuck was this Navy team doing?
waiting to play one game.
The 2014 New Orleans Bowl, 10 a.m. Central.
There it is. Yeah. I was just looking for this because I knew there was one year it was worse.
Yeah, they've bounced around, but 10 a.m. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Spencer.
Yeah, I know. That just sounds like you were like rearranging the game around some sort of late lunch reservation, right? Oh. Like, oh, we got to do it at 10 because I got to get over to Commanders. They got me. I got pants on and a jacket and everything. Also, this Louisiana Cajuns team, they're real good. Like, they're a superb team. Obviously coached by, formerly coached by the most talented coach available. I say that as a Florida fan doing all the wishful thinking I could possibly do. But now I've hired, if you wonder where they went with the hire, they hired a guy named Desimo. So yeah, they're going to be fine.
I disagree that Navy is bad. I think their losses are, I mean, three of them in a row were by a single score. The other was by a touchdown. The only really bad loss was to WKU, and WKU is really good. So I think this is a high quality game in a nice time slot, and there should be actual fans in attendance. That is not as a thing that you can assume from any bowl game, but all these folks like New Orleans. So I think we have two decent teams in a decent bowl.
Also, Cajun versus Buffalo, which is my favorite matchup of prospective wing flavors.
So we've talked about decency. How are we going to find a way to talk about indecency?
I think by fast-forwarding to the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Let's ask the commish. Commish, can we proceed to the Myrtle Beach Bowl?
Myrtle Beach Bowl presented by Tax Act, Old Dominion versus Tulsa.
That makes it sound like it was presented by Congress.
Yeah, it sounds like some shit like Rand Paul wrote, and they're like, what's in it? And he's like, I don't have to tell you what's in it.
Wait. Tax HIPAA is also sponsoring the Camellia Bowl? What the fuck?
Yeah, the Tax Act is, I believe it is three different games that the Tax Act is involved with, if I have that right. And the Texas Bowl as well, yes.
That's right. There it is. God dang.
Are there people, listen, maybe there are. It's a big world. But are there people out there who like, March comes around and they're like, time to start working on my taxes. Let's see which company supports college football's postseason and which one doesn't. That's who I'm going to give my money to.
If we're talking full cast listeners, it's when mid-April rolls around, right, and it's time to start talking about
when
taxes.
When June shows up and you get a letter.
Oh, right. When Joe Biden knocks on my door wondering where my taxes were.
The amount of The amount of potentially predatory or theoretically inconvenient lending that is associated with college football really makes me nervous for us, the people listening to it, everyone following, because somewhere the demographics must point to, yeah, these people need money now. And they got tax problems.
I mean, welcome, look at all these buyouts.
Welcome to the J.G. Wentworth Citrus Bowl.
Oh, God.
I don't know that that hasn't happened, Ryan.
The Morgan and Morgan Montgomery Bowl is just it's right around the corner.
It should be the Morgan and Morgan Jacksonville Bowl. That really, the Gator Bowl.
I think I know why Tax Act is sponsoring the Texas Bowl then, right? Because like they always, folks in that state always got coaches to fire.
I have a Jimbo Fisher and I need cash now.
I have a Sark and I need him fired now.
I quote from an excellent Athletic article this week on how Nick Saban recruits. I've never seen a white man eat my food like that before, referring to him and Jimbo Fisher on recruiting visits.
Wow.
Just Jimbo Fisher tackling turkey wings. Like, this also, by the way, a matchup of two teams that most sounds like an extremely racist Supreme Court case. Old Dominion versus Tulsa.
There is also like the least, like that's where you should do your taxes city in America might be Myrtle Beach, right?
Yeah.
Like this is a real strange combination all around.
I do like this.
Good.
Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead, Jason.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I really like what ESPN does for this game, which is they let Ryan McGee wear an airbrush t-shirt and do sideline gigs.
Which
I love. It's like a NASCAR race on a football field.
Can I use this game to talk about a larger complaint I have about the ESPN bowls writ large?
I wish you would.
Can I say one quick thing about
Please,
Tulsa?
Go ahead.
So Tulsa, remember, this is one of the most fascinating teams of the year. Nearly lost to UC Davis. Nearly beat Oklahoma State, which nearly made the playoff. Made Ohio State look like shit for three quarters. Barely beat Arkansas State, one of the worst teams in the country. And then from there just remained pretty weird. Almost lost to Navy, which was horrible. Almost beat Cincinnati, which made the fucking playoff. Like, if you want a good time, watch a Tulsa game. That's all.
That's my playoff team, y'all.
Don't forget. It is. Also, the Believer Bowl.
That was Holly's playoff team, and they nearly beat three different semi-playoff-ish teams.
ODU might have come from the deepest hole to make bowl eligibility. They started 1-6.
Cool. That is good hustle.
Then, against every trend and pattern set by those who say hold the rope, they indeed held the rope! And they won their last against Louisiana Tech, FIU, Florida Atlantic, Middle Tennessee, and Charlotte to make this bowl. So do you know who's really thrilled to be at the Myrtle Beach Bowl? Ricky Ronnie. Yes, that is not Ricky Rain.
Ricky Rain. Look, let's not agree that either way, either name is valid and both names are excellent.
Thank you.
Here's my complaint. The ESPN bowl games, it seems, all are running off the same merch store, which features two very confusing features. One, they are offering gift cards. So you can buy somebody a Myrtle Beach Bowl gift card, which, for whom is this? And here's the more confusing thing. They have their banner at the top that's like, you know, we have shirts, we have this, that, and the other. And their free shipping starts at $250 orders. Who said that? Who was like, no, only true Myrtle Beach Bowl merch aficionados will get free shipping. You only bought $180 worth of Myrtle Beach shit? How dare you, sir?
Do you know what that says to me?
What?
That says two things. A, they're either trying to encourage, they're trying to gin up enthusiasm for the bowl by encouraging us to buy in bulk and resell and creating a black market for it. They have not figured out, this is more likely, they have not figured out in the back end of the website how to set up free shipping, and so they're trying to discourage it.
Right. So you combine these two facts, and it means that you can give a relative you don't like a $100 gift card to the Myrtle Beach Bowl merch store, not to the game, and they can, and you have to tell them this won't cover shipping. Save a little bit of the gift card for that.
I have one solution for this.
You better make it real fast then.
Spencer, we already did the
Myrtle Beach cryptocurrency. That's
all. Very good. Mm-hmm.
The famous Idaho potato bowl brought to you by Kent State and Wyoming, where the fun thing about this is both these teams just run the ball the whole time, but they do it from very different centuries. One is Craig Bowl, who likes his football just a cinder block at a time. And one is Kent State, the second highest tempo team in the country.
I am so grateful to be back on terra firma of the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, a game that we know of, a game that we know where it is, a game that we know who it's sponsored by, still the only bowl game logo that has chives. And I'm going to let you guys talk about it for a couple minutes while I pull up recipes from the Dr. Potato blog.
The finest annual bowl tradition. When we learn potato recipes.
One year, Holly's going to get very smart and she's going to pull these and use them against us in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl. The Gasparilla Bowl.
This
is the most honest bowl game left. This is how all bowl games were. Game sponsored by product you should go buy. Not
correct.
Company sells the product, not company that doesn't even fucking sell a product. Item that you with should a, want
with a battle of the bands that they call the Mash Bash. Come on, like, it is not hard to theme things. I could do all of these bowls for free.
Yeah,
we should get back to ones where they're just commodities, like the Flax Bowl.
Yes, yeah. That's how all the bowls were. It was like listening to people play Catan. It was just commodities and items and stuff here. Dug out of the ground.
And here's the bowl's mascot, Manuel Manganese. Look at him.
Now every bowl we sell shit that's not even real.
Dude, how happy would you be if you came back with the Tungsten Bowl trophy?
That's just not fake. I'm pretty sure there was one.
You would have to return that one by train. I'm not sure you could even fly with that.
And they're trying to pick it up and somebody's been crushed.
All hail Tungsten Cube.
The 8,000-pound tungsten cube has fallen on MVP.
Okay.
Jake Haner. He's okay. He's okay. Came back.
He's okay. Came TD. Back three plays
He's
later.
A gamer.
Okay. Somehow there was not a tungsten bowl. I can't believe it. But.
I can't believe that either.
The hell?
Yeah. I saw something, by the way. I shared a clip of North Dakota State doing a beautiful, like, pull and, like, pull block kind of offensive line ballet. And it was gorgeous, and it was just everything that North Dakota State football is. And somebody in the mentions and the replies was like, Wyoming tries to do this 12 times a game, and they fail 11 out of 12. So it's like, Wyoming really wants to run the ball. They want to be successful running the ball, and that's great. They're not always super successful at it.
Are you guys ready for the Idaho Potato blog?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, this is not easy to find from the bowl website as it used to be. ESPN, why aren't you letting your regionality shine? Second of all, there is now a chat bot on it that says chat with Spuddy. Due to time constraints, I will not be doing it at this time. I will be doing this during the bowl game. Third, there is now an advice column on the IdahoPotato.com blog called Ask Dr. Potato. And there's a pop-up window at the top of it that says, with 818 posts, chances are there's already an answer to your question. Please try searching below before submitting a question to Dr. Potato. And I was like, why would they put this warning up? And then I scroll down and the first question says, what has happened to the waxy white potatoes that we use to boil for potato salad? Are waxy white potatoes available anywhere? So apparently you can write in just like, I had a thought about potatoes and there's someone here that would answer them. I love Idaho so much.
I'm going
much.
Through a personal crisis loosely connected to potatoes and I'd like to vent about it here on this public forum.
I just want to post on this forum so I can get their automatic reply. Dr. Potato has already replied to this question.
You're Dr. Potato, so I can use FSA dollars on this is what I understand.
All right. So once again on the front page, new this year, for the Idaho Potato.com, we have dog treats that you can make out of Idaho potatoes. We have the suggestion, I think this might be a recycled one, of putting mashed potatoes into deviled eggs, which I find slightly upsetting, but I think this year's are, guys, I'm gonna hold this up to you. These are cheesy potato drumsticks. These are mashed
potatoes. I saw these.
These are mashed potatoes that have been sculpted to look kind of like corn dogs.
It's worse
like than
that.
Legs.
It's worse than that, Holly.
Go ahead. Go ahead. They look like scotch eggs in the middle.
So the recipe calls for
you.
Oh,
it does have chicken.
It has chicken.
It's a sculpture.
But it's both things. It's chicken that they're like, cook the chicken, take it off and shred it, mix it with the potatoes, remold it around the chicken bone, and reform. Play God with food.
Create a Pokemon.
Potato chicken golem of your own.
This is the finest Idaho potato bowl tradition because the best recipes on here are when they're visibly like, shit, what's a food and how can we insert potatoes in it?
Do you know how much work you have to commit to say, like, I'm going to take a thing that's already this shape, cook it, deconstruct it, and make it that shape again?
I love it.
I'm sorry, we have a new mascot, and it is a potato recipe. The Idahoan Crab Tumblers.
Yeah.
And we must leave on that note because it's time for the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl between UTSA and San Diego State. The two greatest football teams in the country.
I was going to say actual football content. This matchup is heat, straight heat. You've got Sincere McCormick on one side, outstanding running back, and you have on the other side, punt God.
One team will try to score points. One team will try to assure no points are scored.
Yeah, the other
Something's
team is...
How far is it from Frisco to the tropics?
It's just
I knew you were gonna pick this one up.
It's just a dream away.
Lit up.
I'm working on it. Hold on.
All right. Please continue to talk about actual football.
Yeah, San Diego State, an amazing team for stasis. Big fans of nothing.
You know what I love about this? There's going to be pretty mild weather. Like the one thing you could say about Frisco is pretty mild weather this time of year, which leaves lots of air with no interference in it for our beautiful boy in which to cook with his punts.
It's 672 miles from Frisco, Texas to the Tropic of Cancer.
All right.
So like that's comparable to the Illinois thing from the Illinois thing to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. And what is our boy Matt Araiza doing? Just making punts. Just making field position happen.
I did like that. I think he was named first team All-America, and that meant like all the assistants on SDSU's staff got bonuses. And to me, I was like, wait, so the offensive coordinator, but I guess that makes sense. The offensive coordinator does deserve a bonus.
Yeah.
Because only because of not being better at offense was Matt Araiza given the opportunity to fully embrace his punt goddom.
Yeah. Somebody posted this. Somebody replied on Twitter that a painter needs a beautiful canvas. he couldn't have achieved what he achieved if not for the bountiful acreage that was just open before him.
Yeah,
on which to roam.
Yeah, it's a team sport.
Let me give you the other side of the story. In terms of OF plus your offensive ranking and efficiency,
you made that up.
You're really making Godfrey mad.
Iowa, mind you, at 10-3 has like a 0.78 in terms of efficiency, or negative 0.78. It's negative 0.92 for San Diego State.
Yeah,
they
you're damn
do
right.
less than Iowa.
Why are you yelling?
Because they believe in their punter. And yeah,
the defense 12th in SP plus, the offense 103rd in SP plus.
Jason,
they're perfect at football. Sounds like we're moving along to the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl between Missouri and Army. Let's remember 90s punk rock band Tiger Army. That's my only thought here. And also Missouri's run defense sucks, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, they're 105th overall in defense, and it's mostly because of
They let Hendon Hooker run on them. No, I don't even think it was Hooker. I think it was Milton. They let Tennessee quarterbacks run on them for like 19 yards at a time. Don't do that.
And now they're going to face one of the nation's best triple option offenses.
Army's going to throw on them just for fun. It's going to be weird.
Remember when Major Applewhite's last year when Army played Houston?
Why are you bringing up Major Applewhite?
And Army absolutely threw them out of a window.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. That's what this could look like. The only thing keeping Mizzou in this is going to be Tyler Beatty, who's put together an awesome year. for like very little gain overall for the team. Like Tyler Beatty's just been a steady 100 yards a game despite everything that's happening to the rest of Mizzou.
So I would like to review the recent postseason history of Missouri football. We're going to start in let's start in 2017, where they go 7-5 and get a spot in the Texas Bowl, where they lose to Texas 33-16. Okay, that's not too bad. Whatever.
Sure.
The next year they win 8 games. They go to the Liberty Bowl against Oklahoma State. They lose that one close as well. All right, you know, things are going fine. 2019, bowl ban year. Not fun. 2020.
Oh, man, no Mizzou football.
2020, 5-5 and are supposed to play Iowa in a bowl game, but Mizzou has to withdraw because of COVID issues. So that means that their reward for 2 years of no bowl football is going to play Army in the Armed Forces Bowl.
An angry Army that's just lost to a horrible Navy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like this for Missouri at all. Missouri hasn't won a bowl game since 2014 at this point.
Are you saying that this bowl game might not fly for Mizzou because the F-35 is on the website, and that seems like a matching harmonious thing that it won't fly. Hope it doesn't rain. Bowl game won't work. Talking shit about the F-35 is one of my favorite.
This is our favorite college traditions. Yeah.
The thing is, there was a bowl game where it rained and the bowl game didn't work. This wasn't this one.
Yeah, but this bowl game didn't cost $1 billion.
That was the first responder bowl.
That was the first responder.
The F-35 doesn't respond to anything. Let's move along to the first ever year of the frantically assembled Frisco Football Classic between the Miami, Ohio, whatever they are, and Spencer Hall's North Texas Mean Green.
We are
coach, how are bowl practices, bowl prep, all that? You turned down the LSU job, you turned down the Florida job, and you're staying home in Denton.
Yeah, you know, we're really putting roots down here. I'm very excited about our Soft Jazz Warriors. Everybody's been focused and swinging.
R.I.P. Ann Rice, by the way. R.I.P. Ann Rice.
R.I.P. Ann Rice. We're gonna wear the Ann Rice memorial patch on our jerseys.
Spank our girlfriends.
Yep.
I'm wearing my Memnock the Devil memorial pro combats.
Yeah, we're gonna make a move. By the way, not a primary mascot, but secondary will be Memnock the Devil. Memnock's gonna be on the sideline for year two, along with Snarky Puppy. We're gonna change the fight song to something in 14-7 or 14-5 as our time signature. You know, we'll make it work. Is what I'm saying. We step to a different beat and a different drummer, and that's what North Texas is going to continue to do, because the haters said we couldn't get here, and at 6-6, we qualified for a bowl game that they had to invent for us.
The people demanded.
The sounds to me like public. They just put up a velvet rope, created VIP.
The people, by the way, I love this. That when you're like, the market is perfect. I'm like, yes. It said it saw one bowl game in Frisco, Texas, and said, no, two. We need two.
Just Adam Driver screaming in that meme, but with less in capital letters across the bottom.
I hope they double bill the smoothie company and see if they notice.
Hey, remember that team we were joking about losing to Eastern Michigan 13-12? They're the other one.
Yeah, that was the Red Hawks, which it's important. Jason, it's important to remember because they have the very Canadian style
capital H.
Yeah. America's greatest CFL team, the Miami of Ohio Red Hawks.
Red Black Hawks. I guess we're moving ahead to the Union
God
home.
Damn it! We should have stalled.
We tried as best as we could.
We should have stalled.
It's time. Oh, look at all the extra time we have
Ryan,
laid
Ryan
up.
Sir, just go night for a second.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, do you know what I like about the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl pitting UCF versus Central Florida?
Is that Florida could lose to Gus Malzahn?
I mean, they should be experienced in that. But the thing that is really, wait, have, did y'all lose to Gus Malzahn? I can't remember.
We've lost to many people.
Anyway, recently. The thing that I love about this game is that either Florida has to gin themselves into getting up for a game versus UCF, or they're going to come out flat and all 15 UCF fans are going to hound them to the ends of the earth like 15,000 UCF fans. They have the posting energy of 1,000 times their own mass, and they're going to hear about that shit for the next 15 years. And both of those outcomes are great for me personally.
Yeah, if UCF wins, then it's, oh, now I see why you never scheduled us. And you're just going to hear about that for the rest of your lives until was there a scheduling deal in the future between these two teams? I can't recall. Let's see here.
I don't make it my business to know anything about either of these teams.
I'm not looking past Utah next year, frankly.
If you have to play Utah?
Yeah. That's,
Why would you do that?
Florida doesn't get another crack at UCF until 2024.
Who the fuck scheduled Utah? What is wrong with you?
Listen, and Eastern Washington?
Everybody was all, Florida doesn't play anybody out of conference. Florida needs to toughen up.
And you're at Florida State?
What yeah.
That part's less concerning.
2023 at Utah.
Good. Yeah. Okay, we're
possibly,
going to that.
Possibly on an opening Thursday night.
If we're alive, we're going to that.
Same with Urban Meyer. If he's
again,
alive.
Part of our large, overpriced military products, consumer debt, and debt-related products lineup. This is the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. It is sponsoring one in the Tampa Bay area. I can only assume that is further money laundering. But again, looking at the college football consumer and saying, you want a house? You want a jet? Do you want to borrow $8 million to pay for it? Do you need a smoothie?
I feel like the word union is drawing bad attention in two different ways, at least.
At least.
This game.
Poor choice.
I like that a game that has been named after a fake pirate, a company that sells fake Irish food and fake internet money is now sponsored by something even more bullshit, which is mortgages.
I appreciate that you won't impugn Bad Boy Mowers, because they are mowers and they are bad boy.
They are as real as it gets, brother.
You know what?
While straddling my bright orange steed across my lawn.
What was the promise of the Bad Boy Mower? It'll mow the shit out of your yard. And that you will feel like a bad boy doing it.
All the neighborhood moms will notice you doing it. On your mower.
Sharon, hello.
I like the apprehension that it's sexy because you're on the mower, not because they're like, he's doing a chore.
That is definitely what is hot.
Yeah.
So Florida might lose to UCF.
Yeah, no.
This game is a sellout. Like,
oh no.
A lot of people are going to this game.
Like, at what percent do you think UCF fans?
A lot. It's all of them? It's going to be like, I actually think it's going to be a weird mix of like Florida fans, UCF fans,
and USF fans,
and Florida State fans who are just there to be mean to that. Because they don't have a bowl game to go to.
And USF as well. USF fans are like, yeah, that's our pirate ship. And one of y'all is going to lose before it.
Do you actually think that Florida fans who are not related to Florida players want to see any more out of this team?
It's that there are going to be people who are home in Tampa visiting people for the holidays. And they're like, we already went to Lowry Park Zoo. We have to do something else. I can't stay in this house. Let's go to the fucking Gasparilla Bowl.
There's no public space anywhere in this city to hang out.
Oh, shit. It's not Gasparilla, is it? I forgot.
No,
that.
It's not. I like, I
always forget this.
If I have to watch Dad watch one more episode of Blue Bloods, I'm gonna hang myself.
Go to the Gasparilla Bowl, or we have to watch Mom fart up and down the long ass sidewalk. All right, which one do you want?
Either go to the Gasparilla Bowl, or we watch the hot dad across the street mow his lawn on his bad boy mower again.
Yeah. Is he hot? Yes, because he's responsible. Look at him.
Is he hot or is he just doing a chore?
So that's the other thing. If you watch this game, keep an eye out for people who came to this game in Bucks gear because they're just like muscle memorying it.
Wait, I got it. Is he hot or is it housework?
Ooh, he's tall and he's taking the trash out. Ooh.
Sir.
Sir. The bar is so low, just like this game.
Tell me you did it without being told, Trevor.
He didn't.
No, of course no. not.
And that's the reason Florida is here. Someone told them. Someone told them. They had to be here.